Hello, and what's this podcast from? The Devil of Detail. I'm Rob Parkson, and I'm here talking all things Salford Devils. It's game day. Salford Red Devils are at home to the Wigan Warriors this evening. It's going to be a cracking contest, but we'll start with what's happening in the World of Rugby League. We've got Whiteside's World of Rugby League. The man himself, Paul Whiteside, here he is, telling you what's going on around the globe in the World of Rugby League.
Right, well, here is this week's Devil of the Detail Amateur Report and, of course, the World of Rugby League. We'll start off this week the National Conference League in Round 2 for our local sides. Rochdale Mayfield, they bounced back after being beaten last weekend and nilled last weekend. They come up with a good win. They beat Siddle by 22 points to 14, coming back from 12-6 down in the break. So a good win that for Rochdale Mayfield. In Division 1, Waterhead Warriors were beaten 26 points to 12 at Inchrose Bridge. That game was abandoned after 73 minutes due to an injury. And the National Conference League bosses will determine whether the result of that game is going to stand after it was abandoned. It was a precautionary measure because of a concussion sustained by one of the Inchrose Bridge players, Kyle Malone. So he was injured in that concussion, so I decided to abandon the game after 73 minutes. It looks likely that the result will stand, but I'm sure that'll be confirmed in the coming weeks or so. And all the best to Kyle Malone as well. So he obviously got a bit of a bad injury there. So Division 2, Oldham St Anne's had a good win. They beat Wigan St Jude's by 20 points to 8. And Saddleworth Rangers won. They beat Ellenborough Rangers by 36 points to 24. The fixtures this week, Saturday the 16th of March. Rochdale Mayfield go away to Loch Lane in the Premier Division. In Division 1, Waterhead Warriors at home to Clockface Miners. In Division 2, Saddleworth Rangers travel to Normanton Knights and Oldham St Anne's travel to Pilkington Rex. Well, moving on to the Youth and Junior Leagues, there was no results received from the league officials, so we've not got no results from last week, and we've got the fixtures for this weekend. They're all played on Sunday the 17th of March, which is St Patrick's Day. The Under-18s Premier Division, Latchford Giants are at home to Lee Minor Rangers. Rochdale Mayfield have got Ashton Bears A. Division 1, Lee East are at home to Folly Lane. Salford City Roosters faced Saddleworth Rangers. Division 2, we've got Portico Vine against West Horton Lions. In the Under-16s Premier Division, Halton Farm with Hornets are at home to Folly Lane. Rochdale Mayfield are at home to Wolston Rovers. Division 1, it's Thato Heath against Oldham St Anne's. Division 2, Waterhead Warriors against Charlie Panthers. In the Under-15s Division 1, Oldham St Anne's Blacks are at home to Blackbrook Royals. Division 2 of the Under-15s, Folly Lane face Rochdale Mayfield. Oldham St Anne's Golds have got Waterhead Warriors, Saddleworth Rangers at home to Thato Heath Shields, and West Bank Bears face Salford City Roosters. Division 4, Wigan St Pat's have got Langworthy Reds. The Under-14s Division 2, Newton Storm face West Horton Lions Blues. Rochdale Mayfield at home to Salford City Roosters. Saddleworth Rangers face Oldham St Anne's. Division 3, Leyland Warriors are at home to Waterhead Warriors. West Horton Lions Yellows are at home to Wigan St Pat's. And in the Under-13s finally, Division 1, Goulburn Parkside are at home to Oldham St Anne's Greens. Waterhead Warriors face Shevington Sharks. Division 2, Wigan St Jude's Maroons at home to Saddleworth Rangers Rhinos. Wolston Rovers Goals face Langworthy Reds. And in Division 4, Bankie Culchef have got Oldham St Anne's Goals. Limehurst Lions are at home to Folly Lane. And Wigan St Pat's are at home to Saddleworth Rangers Raiders. We'll turn our attention to the North West Men's League. On Saturday the 9th of March, the Premier Division, Hares finished 52, Folly Lane 4. Division 1, it was Ulverston 40, Salford City Roosters 10, Burton Woodbridge 40, West Horton Lions 12. Division 2, Rochdale Mayfield A 22, Waterhead Warriors A 4. Division 3, Garswood Stags 58, Cadishead Rhinos 6. And the fixtures for this week, Saturday the 16th of March, in the Premier Division, Folly Lane are home to Ashton Bears. Division 1, it's Salford City Roosters against Burton Woodbridge. West Horton Lions have got Goulburn Parkside. Division 2, Ashton Bears A face Waterhead Warriors A. Rochdale Mayfield A are home to Wigan Springview. Division 3, Cadishead Rhinos have got Bankie Bulls. Oldham St Anne's A face Higginshaw. And in Division 4, Langworthy Reds are at home to the Culchef Eagles. We've got one or two reserve fixtures for you as well in the Super League. Well, there's Super League reserves. I think there's one or two. No, I don't think there is any Championship reserve team. They're all Super League reserve teams. So we've got Bradford Bulls 16, Hull FC 20. Last Saturday, it was Huddersfield 30, Castleford Tigers 36, Hulkington Rovers 30, Warrington Wolves 4, Lee Leopards 34, Leeds Rhinos 24, St Helens 62, Salford Red Devils 16. There was one match on Sunday. That was London Broncos 20, Wigan Warriors 20. The fixtures this week, we've got some academy fixtures this week. It's Leeds against St Helens. That's Thursday, the 14th of March. Friday night, Warrington Wolves, we've got Hull FC. And the academy fixtures for Saturday the 16th, it's Huddersfield against Hull KR, Wakefield against Bradford Bulls, and Wigan Warriors against Castleford Tigers. Well, it was round one in the NRL after the big weekend at in Las Vegas. It was back to action in Australia. The Dolphins, they were beaten 18 points to 43 at home to North Queensland Cowboys. There were some massive crowds, 33,000 at that game as well, involving the Dolphins and the Cowboys. Gold Coast Titans 4, St George Illawarra 28, Melbourne Storm 8, Penrith Panthers 0, New Zealand Warriors 12, Cronulla Sharks 16, Newcastle Knights 12, Canberra Raiders 28, and there was almost 30,000 at Parramatta as well. They beat Canterbury Bulldogs by 26 points to 8. The fixtures for this week, the Sky televised game is on Thursday at 9 a.m. That's Brisbane Broncos against South Sydney Rabbitohs. On Friday, there's two matches, Cronulla against Canterbury Bulldogs, Penrith against Parramatta Eels. On Saturday, we've got three fixtures, Canberra Raiders against West Tigers, North Queensland Cowboys against Newcastle Knights, and the Sky televised games at 8:30. That's Melbourne Storm against New Zealand Warriors. Two games on Sunday, Manly Seagulls against Sydney Roosters, and the televised games at 7:15, the Dolphins against St George Illawarra. The results from the Challenge Cup at the weekend, it was Featherstone 14, Wakefield Trinity 10. That was a bit of a surprise score. That Featherstone led 10-0 at the break, but that game went to golden point extra time. Gareth Gale scored the golden point try 5 minutes into that. It was an interception try, real mudbath of a pitch there. It looked a cracking match though. Featherstone Rovers progressing through to the last 16. Halifax Panthers, Matty G, former Salford player, scored a hat-trick for them. Ryan Lannan also got a try in their victory over York Acorn, 62 points to 6. Swinton Lions 12, Sheffield Eagles 14. Quite a lot of ex-Salford connections in that game. Gavin Bennion and Reece Williams scoring the tries for Swinton. Declan Patton kicked 2 goals for Swinton. And Sheffield Eagles tries come from Chris Wellham and Ben Jones-Bishop, 2 of them anyway. So, yeah, quite a Salford connection there. But Sheffield progressing through. Widnes Vikings 14, Batley Bulldogs 18. So, Batley Bulldogs coming from behind as well to progress through to the last 16 of the Challenge Cup. The fixtures in the Women's Challenge Cup, these games are going to be played this weekend, Saturday the 16th of March. Bradford Bulls have got Warrington, that's 2 o'clock on Saturday. Cardiff Demons against Barrow Raiders, Huddersfield against Hull KR, Sheffield Eagles against York Valeraki, and St Helens against London Broncos. We've got two games on Sunday. It's Lee Leopards against Leeds Rhinos at 12 o'clock, and Salford Red Devils face Wigan at 2 o'clock. So, the Super League scores from last weekend. We've had an action-packed World of Rugby League. I'm struggling to keep up. Yeah, Super League fixtures. Castleford Tigers 8, Huddersfield 50, Catalan Dragons 26, Hull FC 12, Hulkington Rovers 20, Warrington Wolves 22, Lee Leopards 16, Leeds Rhinos 22. Lee led 16-0 at half-time in that game. Leeds bouncing back in the second half to set the points. London Broncos 22, Wigan Warriors 60. And of course, on Friday night, St Helens 20, Salford Red Devils 24. So the fixtures for this week then in domestic matters, Super League and Division 1 and also the League 1. We'll start off with the Super League fixtures this week. Salford against Wigan is 8 o'clock on Thursday night. Friday night, Leeds Rhinos face St Helens at 8 o'clock. On Saturday, Catalan Dragons are at home to Castleford Tigers. That's at 5:30. Huddersfield have got Hull KR at 3 o'clock. And Hull FC have got Lee Leopards at 3 o'clock. On Sunday, London Broncos are at home to Warrington Wolves. That is also a 3 o'clock kickoff. Round one fixtures of the Betfred Championship. Friday night is Sheffield Eagles against Toulouse Olympic. That's at 7:30. Wakefield have got Bradford Bulls at 8 o'clock. On Sunday, the 17th of March, Batley Bulldogs face Featherstone Rovers at 2. All the rest of the games at 3 o'clock. It's Dewsbury against Halifax, Doncaster against York, Whitehaven entertain Swinton, and Widnes Vikings have got the Barrow Raiders. On also on Sunday, Well, Saturday, we've got the opening game of the Betfred League One. It's Hunslet against Newcastle. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff. The rest of the fixtures are on Sunday. It's Keighley against Cornwall at 1 o'clock. Midlands Hurricanes have got Rochdale Hornets at 3 o'clock. And Workington Town are at home to Oldham at 3 o'clock. So it's going to be an action-packed weekend. We've got the NRL there, the Super League, the League One Championship, the Women's Challenge Cup. Absolutely action-packed weekend coming up. I shall see you on Thursday night for Salford against Wigan. Take care, have a good week, and I shall see you soon.
So that was Whitesides World Rugby League. And next up, we've got Paul Parkin, who's going to try and predict what's going to happen in the Super League this weekend.
Hi everyone, me again, with some more sort of stab-in-the-dark predictions for this week's fixtures. Before I do, I just want to firstly say, as I didn't get to on the podcast this week, as I was a little bit crook, as they say, down under. Just want to say, obviously, well done to the boys last week for a historic win. It meant a lot to us fans and all that. And I just wanted to pass on my thanks and congratulations to the boys for that. It doesn't get any easier, but you know, well done to the lads for that. And also to our development academy, who have reached the college rugby league final. Which is a massive achievement, and you know, absolutely delighted for them. They beat Warrington in the semi. I think it was a close thing, 10-6. So, you know, we've got a final to look forward to. So let's look out for details of that. And hopefully, if it's on a decent day, we could hopefully all make a bit of a trip over and go and support the boys. They've done fantastically well. We often get accused of not having any sort of youth level or anything like that. Well, this is proof that, you know, the future's bright for us. So, well done, boys, and hopefully we'll see you in the final. Right, moving on to my predictions. Very tough week this week. For me, there are at least three very, very difficult fixtures to get my head around. But I'll start with our game first. We're taking on the world champions who, a couple of weeks ago, you know, beat Penrith, as we all know, whether it was, you know, controversial or not, to even stay in the game against a team that good is some effort, and you know, and well done to him for that. We're coming off a great win, but we've picked up a few knocks. We're short in numbers. Shuffling the team about doesn't always work that well. So a little bit disappointed that we've lost, obviously, Cust and Singleton and Chris Hankinson, three, you know, been in great form, all of them. But we move on. I think with the spirit in the team, I think we've got, you know, we've certainly got a fighting chance, but I just think Wigan might have the edge. Certainly in the pack, they've got some real big forwards that just roll on and roll off, and they rested a few last week and still scored 60 points away from home, so it kind of shows what type of team we're dealing with. So I'm going with the Red Devils 10, Wigan 22. Moving on to one of the first tough ones, Leeds and Saints. Saints obviously got to try and bounce back after last week's disappointment against us, being that first team in 44 years to lose to us in St Helens. He's not something they'll be proud of. And they're going to Leeds, and as much as Leeds haven't impressed me, they're doing okay, sliding under radar a little bit, sneaking wins here and there, and they are at home, which always helps with the crowd behind him and everything. But I'm just edging to Saints just to bounce back. I'm going Leeds 18, Saints 22. Next up, another tough one. Huddersfield and Hull FC. Hull KR, two very sort of in and out teams. Hull KR on the day are as good as anything you'll watch. And then sometimes they just seem a bit blunt and a little bit lacking ideas, maybe over-reliant on the likes of Mikey Lewis at the moment. A lot of pressure on a young man. And Huddersfield, well, they're solid, aren't they? They're certainly not spectacular, and that's the way Ian Watson likes it, I think. You know, he's very much a percentages man. Wants his team just to, you know, stay in an arm wrestle and try and grind teams down. And I think they might just do that this week. I think they might just have the edge. If Hull KR cut loose and throw the ball about like they can be devastating. They've got some great outside backs. However, if Huddersfield keep it tight, I think they'll get the win. I'm going Huddersfield 28, Hull Kingston Rovers 20. And now the last of the three sort of tight games this week, Hull FC and Lee. If you'd have asked me a couple of weeks ago, I'd have gone with Lee all day long. Hull look absolutely hapless as well as hopeless. No direction, no, you know, didn't look to have any spirit, couldn't keep players on the park. But then, you know, you look at it, they did have a couple of unlucky sort of dismissals from, you know, poor refereeing decisions, which won't help. He's trying to bed a new team together. So I think it was, you know, maybe a false start for them, but I still don't think they're a great side. And you look at Lee, they've got off to a really sluggish start, but they have played a game less. However, that game in hand they have is against Wigan, so I'm not sure there's too much down. But they've lost some key players in the last few weeks. I think Lachlan Lamb may be missing and a couple of other key players, so it's going to be a tough trip up to FC, and I just fancy FC to edge this. Again, another massively tough game, and both teams are desperate for another win, but I'm going to go Hull FC 16, Lee 10. And then the last two, well, I think these might be a little bit more clear-cut. Catalan Dragons against Castleford. Well, Cass have had a horror start, an absolute horror start. I can't say they've actually had the toughest of all the fixtures either. It's not been, you know, we'll move on to London in a minute, and they've had an awful fixture list to start the season. Cass probably could have, you know, would have looked at it at the start of the season, thought we could edge a couple here. Instead, as it is, they're 4-0 and in a little bit of a mess. And travelling over to the south of France is not a good place to go. Catalan are a really, really good team. Some real, real stars in that side. And I can't see them having too much trouble disposing of Cass. I'm going to go Catalan 46, Cass 10. And finally, like I say, it's London and they're facing Warrington. And Warrington seem to be sort of clicking a little bit at the moment. They've got some, you know, they got a great win away at Hull KR last week, as everyone knows, isn't easy. They stuck in the game and won it in the end, in awful conditions. So fair play to them. They've got some decent players, we know that. And you know, Sam Burgess now is probably modelling his team in the way he wants it. I think Warrington will have a fairly easy ride of it. London have been great. They've been really spirited and show a lot of passion and no little amount of skill. They're not an awful team. They're not the worst team Super League's ever going to see, I don't think, as it is. But they certainly got spirit. But I think last week proved the gap between, you know, the top and what's at the bottom. So again, I'm going to go London 12, Warrington 42. They're my predictions for this week. Thanks for listening, and speak to you all soon.
So next up on this pop-up podcast is Paul Rowley. I spoke to him ahead of the big game against Wigan Warriors tonight at the Salford Stadium, and here he is now, looking forward to the contest.
Coach's Corner.
Right, Paul, you okay?
Hey, mate, good, thank you.
Good, happy birthday for yesterday from me and the boys. Did the players get you anything nice, or was Salford's win at Settles for the first time in 44 years enough for you?
Yeah, mate, that was it, you know, and trust, I shared the birthday with Callum and Ryan, so I'm the last on the pecking order there, mate. I got some socks, that were it.
Under promise, over delivery is one of your mantras. Does wins against Settlers like last week make that harder going forward?
Oh, definitely. I think it's a funny one, isn't it? Because we the facts remain that we've got a small squad, low budget, all this, that, and the other. That's factual. So, you know, it's not something, or it's not a narrative that we choose. It's a narrative that's factual. So I guess it adds an element of magnitude to our wins and our successes. When you're playing against teams that are, you know, are probably near on double your budget and got an environment and a resource that's, you know, far better or greater than ours, so to speak. So yeah, it makes it all the sweeter, doesn't it? And we've got to keep aspiring to overachieve in that respect. But we're also aware of, and I'll never sit here and talk down the quality of the team that we've got, in particular when we're healthy. So we've got a good team. We understand that. We believe that. And it's a nice and comfortable way of going about our business, really, in many respects. As I sit here, of course, I'd like to have the resource that the other clubs have got. But we control the controllables. And as I said, and I'll always revert back to, we've got a group of lads with good character who can play a bit of rugby as well. So we're never shocked by our success. But we're certainly fulfilled and pleased, you know, to go and get a win, in St. Helens in particular, where they're, we have so much respect for them as a club and as a team that has dominated for the recent years.
Yeah, you talk about your players in your squad that are ready to go and you won't hesitate to put them in. Is this a challenge for them to come in now and take a spot?
Always the case. Everybody's been great up to now, so nobody's getting dropped. So, you know, I guess in that respect as a coach, I've had it pretty easy. I've not had, you know, too many tough decisions because form's been good, albeit now one out, one in, and that's how it works. So, yeah, it's the individuals. It's up to them to shine and try and retain and make some tough decisions when people come back and there's some decisions to make.
Yeah, you say obviously you've got a few long-term eight-week injuries. Mm. Is there any prospects of new faces coming in? Are you still stuck in the same circumstances?
Yeah, we've brought Gil Dudson in. Gil Dudson will play tomorrow. So that's a baptism of fire for him. Yeah, he's that's it, yeah.
On a season-long loan as well, which is very good. Good, good. Final one from me. Wigan will be a tough game, a challenge to see if your team can go back-to-back against a top four team.
Oh, yeah, huge challenge. But that's what Super League is, isn't it? And, you know, they are, you know, I think they're a little bit more than a top four team. They're the world champions. Yeah. I think we're underselling how good of a team, but more importantly, how good of a club Wigan are. Grown up watching Wigan dominate the 90s, you know. So in my lifetime, Wigan have been the team, along with a couple of us in there, but they've been the team. And they come here with our utmost respect and understanding of, you know, exactly what they are, what they're about. So, yeah, it's certainly a challenge. I'd always rather have a fully healthy squad going into these sort of challenges. But, again, you know, you have a worry about it and use them as excuses, or you take the opportunity and get excited by the challenge that lays ahead, and we'll take that option.
Brilliant. Thanks for talking to us, and good luck. That's Paul Rowley talking to us ahead of the big game against Wigan tonight. This is the end of this pop-up podcast. As Paul Parkin said in his Parky Predicts, our Salford Red Devils Development Academy won through to the grand final on Wednesday night, and here they are singing in the change room celebrating their famous win against Warrington. So good luck, lads, in the final next week. The future's bright, the future's red. So big thanks for joining us on this pop-up podcast, and we'll see you soon for more Salford Red Devils chat on your Devil in the Detail.
Devil in the